रामो रामो हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमदाभिचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बीबीडी संस्थापकाचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमशिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिल हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदादर्श वासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की व्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की श्रीमती भक्ति देवी की कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदायिनी तुलसी महारानी की कलयुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल गोरिज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल गोरिज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल गोरिज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड ध्रुव महाराज लीव्स होम टेक्स्ट नंबर 44 प्राणायामेन त्रिवृत्ता प्राणेन्द्रिय मनोमलम शनर्विदस्या विध्यायेन मनसा गुरुना गुरुम प्राणायामेन त्रिवृत्ता प्राणेन्द्रिय मनोमलम शनैर्बुदस्याभिध्यायेन मनसा गुरुना गुरुम प्राणायामेन त्रिवृता प्राणेन्द्रियमनोमलम् शनिर्बुधस्याभिध्यायेन मनसा गुरुणा गुरुम् प्राणायामेन त्रिवृता प्राणेन्द्रियमनोमलम् शनिर्बुधस्याभिध्यायेन मनसा गुरुणा गुरुम् प्राणायामेन त्रिवृता ध्यायेन शनिर्बुधस्याभिध्यायेन मनसा गुरुणा गुरुम् प्राणायामेन त्रिवृता प्राणेन्द्रियमनोमलम् शनिर्विदस्याभिध्यायेन मनसा गुरुणा गुरुम् माताजि प्राणायामेन त्रिवृता प्राणेन्द्रियमनोमलम् शनिर्विदस्याभिध्यायेन मनसा गुरुणा गुरुम् Pranayamena by breathing exercise, Trivrita by the three recommended ways, Prana Indriya, the life air and the senses, Mana, mind, Malam, impurity, Shane, gradually, Vyudasya, giving up, Abhidhyayeta, meditate upon, Manasa, by the mind, Guruna, undisturbed, Gurum, the Supreme Spiritual Master, Krishna, translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. After sitting on your seat, practice the three kinds of breathing exercises and thus gradually control the life air, the mind and the senses. Completely free yourself from all material contamination and with great patience begin to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In this verse, the entire yoga system is described in summary and special stress is given to the breathing exercise for stopping the disturbing mind. The mind by nature is always oscillating, for it is very fickle. But the breathing exercise is meant to control it. This process of controlling the mind might have been very possible in those days, millions of years ago, when Dhruva Maharaj took to it. But at the present moment, the mind has to be fixed directly on the lotus feet of the Lord by the chanting process. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one immediately concentrates on the sound vibration and thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord, and very quickly one is elevated to the position of samadhi or trance. If one goes on chanting the holy names of the Lord, which are not different from Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally his mind becomes absorbed in thoughts of the Lord. It is here recommended to Dhruva Maharaj that he meditate on the Supreme Guru or Supreme Spiritual Master. The Supreme Spiritual Master is Krishna, who is therefore known as Chaitya Guru. This refers to the Super Soul, who is sitting in everyone's heart. He helps from within as stated in Bhagavad Gita, and he sends a Spiritual Master who helps from without. The Spiritual Master is the external manifestation of the Chaitya Guru, or the spiritual master sitting in everyone's heart. The process by which we give up our thoughts of material things is called pratyahar, which entails being freed from all material thoughts and engagements. The word abhidhyayeta, which is used in this verse, indicates that unless one's mind is fixed, one cannot meditate. The conclusion, therefore, is that meditation means thinking of the Lord within. Whether one comes to that stage by the Ashtanga Yoga system or by method of recommended in the Shastras, especially for this present age, to constantly chant the holy names of the Lord, the goal is to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितां च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। सो ध्रुव महाराज लिव्स होम, द चैप्टर नेम इज, सो देर इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल डिस्क्रिप्शन हाउ ध्रुव महाराज ही वॉज स्पोकन हार्श वर्ड्स बाय हिज स्टेप मदर सुरुचि एंड देन हाउ ध्रुव महाराज गेटिंग एंग्री एंड ही वॉज ऑल्सो निग्लेक्टेड बाय हिज फादर, दैट पेन्स हिम अ लॉट and he goes to his mother Suniti and she consoles Dhruva Maharaj and instructs him that you should worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, and she accepts that. How she also, she is not a very not very fortunate, because the king doesn't like her too much, so like that. And how Dhruva Maharaj, he leaves home, and on the way into the deep forest, Krishna inspires Narad Muni, and Narad Muni meets Dhruva Maharaj on the way, and he also gives different instructions to Dhruva Maharaj. And one of the very important instruction for all of us that he gives, which is very important for all, that गुणाधिकान मुदम लिप्सेद अनुक्रोशम गुणाधमान मैत्रीम समानाद अन्विच्छन न तापेर अभिभूयते। सो इट इज गिवन दैट एवरीवन द पर्सन, व्हेन वी मीट अ पर्सन हु इज हाईली क्वालिफाइड, जनरली द टेंडेंसी इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज दैट वी बिकम एनवियस or we become sometime depressed also by seeing him. So the instruction is given here that one should become happy by seeing the person who is superior to us, or one who is superior in the knowledge, one who is superior in experience. Instead of becoming envious, one should become happy after seeing that person, or he should be very happy seeing the good fortune of that elevated devotee. So that should be the instruction given in this verse. Another thing, when we are at highly position, that then how one should treat those who are inferior to us, or those who are low in qualities. So that time, generally the tendency is that we become proud when that qualities are there, we are highly qualified. that tendency is there to become proud, or we try to become, keep our position, and we try to push others down to keep that position. But instruction is given here that one should, instead of becoming proud, one should help that person who is inferior or low in position. We should sacrifice ourselves to lift that person up. So that is the instruction is given in this verse. And how to deal with the equal. So generally the tendency is that when we see the, when we meet the equals, generally we speak about ourselves with what I have done or what I am doing or what I will do in the future. Our plans we discuss with that person. It's about more about selfishness instead of, but the instruction is given that we should be hearing that person, we should be appreciating each other, and we should be helping each other to uplift in Krishna consciousness. So that is the instruction given. So it is given that in this way, one is never affected by the threefold miseries of this material world. So this is very important instruction, that we, how we can free ourselves from the threefold miseries in this material by acting, by following these three principles, that how one should deal with the superior, how one should deal with the those who are at lower position, and how one should deal with the equal. So, also I was hearing one of Maharaj lecture on, of about Dhruva Maharaj. There he tells that actually this whole Srimad Bhagavatam in this context, Maitreya Muni is speaking to Vidura. And actually Maitreya Muni, this Vidura also going through the same situation like Dhruva Maharaj. How he was spoken harsh word by his stepmother, and he was neglected by his father. Similarly, Vidura also in his life, he was spoken by the harsh word by his nephew Duryodhan. And Vidura, who was considering the king Dhritarashtra, his elder brother, as his father, how he neglected Vidura at that situation. So that actually pained him a lot. And Vidura actually leaves home. And he also go to the different holy places. And here also Dhruva Maharaj, we see how he was also neglected by the king, and he was spoken harsh word by the stepmother. At that time, he leaves home in the search of God, the Vishnu, to get to fulfill his desires. So, Prabhupada writes that in this verse, today's verse, the entire yoga system is described in summary in this verse. So, Krishna also in Bhagavad Gita, the sixth chapter, Dhyana Yoga, he speaks about Ashtanga Yoga in detail. So there are eight steps given in the Ashtanga Yoga to attain the perfection. And Yam Niyam, Asana, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dhyan, Dharana and Samadhi. So Yam Niyam are the do's and don'ts, and Asana is the bodily exercises. Pranayam is the breathing exercise. Pratyahara is the controlling the mind and the senses. And Dhyan is meditation. And Dharana is the focusing on each limb of the Lord. And Samadhi is complete absorption. So here specifically mentioned that how this method of Ashtanga Yoga is recommended to Dhruva Maharaj by Narada Muni. And Prabhupada writes that this process of controlling the mind might have been very possible in those days, millions of years ago, when Dhruva Maharaj took to it. But at the present moment, the mind has to be fixed directly on the lotus feet of the Lord by the chanting process. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one immediately concentrates on the sound vibration and thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord, and very quickly one is elevated to the position of samadhi, absorption in trance. So I was thinking of discussing we discuss in our afternoon discussion also the Sambodhana Bhashyam, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur has commented on this Chaitanya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshashtakam prayers, 8 verses, where he described, the first verse describes the 7 benefits of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chanting of this Mahamantra. So this first verse of the Chaitanya Shikshashtakam actually tells us, or it helps us to surrender ourselves to the holy name. So we'll chant the first verse. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shreyah kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita swadanam sarvatmasnapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. So the first benefit, or the first glory of the chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is given. That is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So Cheto is consciousness, or its mind. The Darpana is mirror, and Marjanam is cleansing. So the first benefit is cleansing of the mirror-like mind, you know. So that is given. So generally, what is mind? Actually, it's the impressions. The past, whatever our past indulgences are there, that impressions are there in stored in mind. So there are this material impressions of our past lives. All these impressions, they are stored in this mind. So periodically these impressions keep coming, they pop up on the surface. Whenever we see the sense object externally, that memory, that impression comes on the surface. Or sometimes the memories which are there within, that comes up. And they keep us disturbing. So, in our discussion, we were discussing about the SIM, the surface impression management. So, generally, this mind, if you compare, the mind is like a big tank, like a water tank. It's filled with water, and that water is like an impression, or it's like a pond. It's filled with the water which is like an impression. So on the bottom of the pond, there are very old impressions. They are there on the bottom. But on the surface, there will be new formed impressions. Maybe very fresh impressions, maybe what we are doing today, what we are seeing, whomever we are meeting, those impressions, they are like on the surface. And the old impressions, they are like from the all previous lives, all those impressions, they are there on the bottom. So there are called devotional impressions also, spiritual impressions also. But how you this devotional impressions, so as a sadhaka it is recommended that how we should protect ourselves from this worldly impressions, material impressions, and this we should expose ourselves to the devotional impressions, spiritual impressions, so that we this we are not exposed to the objects which agitates us. So that is the responsibility as a sadhaka we have to take. So this surface impression management, so we have to be always focus on this, that how I can help myself that by accumulating more and more devotional impressions which will help us in our devotional service. So like that, this mind which is like this full of impressions, which is like a friend or which can be like an enemy. So this mind actually, which is like a consciousness, represents our consciousness. Basically, there are basically it represents our self perception, and it gives the perception of the world also, world around us. Suppose somebody's consciousness or mind is of money minded or money consciousness, so whatever we see in the world is full of money only, from the money perspective only. Ourselves, we judge ourselves also from that money point of view only. My self worth is my net worth, whatever worth I have, that is my self worth from that point of view. Or outside also we see the success or failure based on this this money. If I have money, then I have wealth, then I am successful. So it forms our perception about the world and about ourselves also. So like that, somebody is health conscious, he will see that how I can be healthy, you know. If somebody is gaining weight, then he will become more health conscious, how I can lose my weight. So like that, so health conscious, somebody's beauty consciousness, how he looks, appearance. So like that, so this consciousness or this mind, this is the cause of our perception. So this mind is compared to a mirror, darpan, cheto darpana. So when this impressions are there, this perception is there, then we see ourselves in the mirror as some money minded person, or some our formula or our perception in that mirror is who I am. I am not the soul, I am this body, you know? Or I am Hindu, I am this, I am Indian, like that. So this perception becomes like that about ourselves and about the world also. So this cheto darpana is, instead of becoming the Krishna conscious, or instead of seeing the self in that mirror, true self in that mirror, we see ourselves as the identifications we have made in this world. So this holy name actually helps us to come out of that perceptions we have formed about ourselves and about this world. So that marjanam process is caused by the holy name. So holy name actually brings us in contact with this Krishna, who is within our heart, and he is in the spiritual world also. So that holy name brings us in contact, the soul and the सुपर सोल दैट कृष्णा. सो दैट क्लिंजिंग प्रोसेस इज कॉज बाय द चैंटिंग ऑफ दिस हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र. दैट्स वाई द फर्स्ट बेनिफिट विच इज गिवन इज चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम. दैट ऑल द इम्प्रेशंस वी आर टेकन अबोव ऑल दीज इम्प्रेशंस विच आर देयर इन अवर हार्ट द वर्ल्डली इम्प्रेशंस एंड वी आर सिचुएटेड एट द ट्रांसेंडेंटल लेवल बाय चैंटिंग दिस हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र. सो दिस डिजायर्स ऑफ वेन वी सी द ऑब्जेक्ट सम सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट द डिजायर्स विल कीप कमिंग. That impression will pop up on the surface, but we have to strengthen it with this constantly chanting by Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That we discuss that in discussion that there is a two types of faith. The Shastriya or Shraddha, the Shastriya Shraddha or and Swabhaviki Shraddha. So Shraddha which is formed. Which is based on the scriptures, that is called as Shastriya Shraddha, and which is based on the likes and dislikes. Likes and dislike, that is like a Swabhaviki Shraddha. So we have to act on the Shastriya Shraddha. So we have to strengthen that faith, which the Holy Name helps us. So Prabhupada writes at one place. How generally this thought process, whenever that thought comes, when we see the sense object, how that thought process takes the form of an action. So that thought, that thought turns into a desire, that desire turns into a intention, and then that intention turns into an action. So if our value system, which is this scriptural faith, if it is strong, how we can, with the help of intelligence, we can stop that thought at the level of desire or intention itself. It will not take us to the level of action. So it depends on the how strong you are or how strong your value system is. Which is based on the scriptures. So that that is there. So this so at the intelligence, so the we should work in a such a way that intelligence, with the help of intelligence, we should kill that thought at the level of desire or intention. But it should not be transformed into action. So that is, we discuss about how this Cheto Darpana Marjanam, how this holy name, the chanting of the holy name, it helps us to see ourselves as a true self, as a soul, as a part and parcel of Krishna, and not as a this body which is made of matter. So Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So the next benefit is Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. So we have seen the fire, forest fire, Davagni. Actually, when the forest fire takes place, it cannot be extinguished even by best fire brigades in the world. So it takes days and weeks to extinguish that fire. But how this Mahadavagni, which is there, this is compared to a jiva's material existence, this Mahadavagni. So that is a great fire, and the forest fire which is there, which is very difficult to extinguish by the human efforts. So what to speak about this Mahadavagni, which is there in the heart. So there are problems in our life. So, and we try to solve those problems. So somebody falls sick, we take medicine. If somebody has different problems, we try to solve those problems. So, but the problem of this material existence cannot be solved by our own effort. And for that we need Krishna's mercy. So the second glory that is explained in this chapter is Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. So this, as we chant the holy name, this, that Davagni which is there in our heart, Mahadavagni, that is extinguished. So there is how that process takes place is by chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. There is beautiful verse in the third chapter which Kapil Muni speaks, that मदाश्रय कथा मृष्टा शुण्वन्ति कथयन्ति च तप्पन्ति विविधैस्तापा नैतान् मद्गत चेतसा मद आश्रय कथा मृष्टा शुण्वन्ति कथयन्ति च बाय हियरिंग एंड बाय चैंटिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड वन हु टेक्स शेल्टर इन कृष्णा तपंती विविधे स्तापा नयतान मदगत चेतसा. वन कैनॉट गो थ्रू द सफरिंग्स ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड बाय नयतान मदगत चेतसा बाय एब्जॉर्प्शन इन दिस चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम एंड हियरिंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड. सो दिस इज द वर्स स्पोकन बाय कपिल देव इन third canto. So this is the glory of this chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that one is freed from all the sufferings in this material world. And how that happens? It happens by the absorption. So that the here also it is said that one is attain the position of samadhi or trance, so that is easily possible by the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. So one is freed from all the sufferings. Also Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Krishna Das a Vishwas. So actually, if we are convinced that I am the servant of Krishna, karlo to aur dukha nahi, you know, that I am convinced that I am servant of Krishna, I am Krishna's part and parcel, then there is no misery at all in this life. So one is not disturbed. So that is the second benefit one gets by chanting the holy name. So by absorption in chanting and hearing the holy name and by hearing the glories of the Lord, actually by hearing or chanting, the glories of Lord is revealed to us more and more, and that helps us to avoid the suffering of this material world. So the third benefit which is mentioned is Shreyah Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. So here Kairava is compared to a lotus, white lotus. Shreyah Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, and Chandrika is the moon, and Vitaranam is the moon shine that is spreads. So when that moon shine falls on the lotus, white lotus, then that white lotus blossoms. So this moon is compared to a Krishna. So Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. So when that the moon of Krishna, when that moon of Krishna shine, you know, it spreads that white lotus, that blossoms. And it is Shreya is Shreya Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Bhagavan Ki Jai. So Shreya is the ultimate good. Shreyas and Priyas. So Shreya is the ultimate good. So when that one comes in contact with that moon, which is like that Chandrika, Krishna, that soul, which is compared to a Kairava, that is the white lotus, it blossoms, and which is the ultimate good for the soul, that Jiva. So Krishna is in our heart and he is there in the spiritual world also, but we are not conscious of him. So the holy name is the means by which we become conscious of Krishna. So that consciousness, actually it is restricted or expanded. It is based upon our attachments in this material world. So generally in this world we experience the emotions or feelings with the person whom we love, you know, whom we are attached to. So that is the conditioned consciousness. But when the jiva comes in contact with that moon of Krishna, that holy name, actually his that consciousness of the conditioned consciousness, it blossoms, and which is ultimate good, that Shreyas, which is ultimate good for the jiva. So it blossoms, blossoms means he sees everything in this material world in connection with Krishna, and he feels the emotions, and he have the feelings and emotions for everything in this material world. Because he sees the hand of Krishna, he sees it is in connection with Krishna. So that is the Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. So this is the process of selflessness. The jiva is initially he is self-absorbed, and now he is going to the destination of absorption in Krishna. So he is becoming selfless in his that consciousness is coming out of that conditioning. So that is the glory of this holy name. How jiva is this progression of jiva towards the selflessness. So first we saw the Cheto Darpana Marjanam, how the perception of jiva changes, that he sees the perception, his own perception, as the servant of Krishna, or as the part and parcel of Krishna, soul, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, that all impurities are removed by the Marjanam process, which are there in the heart of jiva, which is like the how enjoyment of oneself, that is the all that is removed by this process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is Cheto Darpana Marjanam, and one sees oneself as the servant of Krishna. And next is Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam, how one is uplifted from the position of the sufferings in this material world to the transcendental level, and this happens by the process of this absorption that we saw, that how by absorption in the chanting and chanting the glories of the Lord and chanting the holy name of the Lord, hearing and chanting. So this gives the absorption, and which helps us to come out of this miseries of this material world. So this is like two benefits of the holy name. And third benefit we saw is Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, how the jiva is the progression of jivas from towards the selflessness, from self-absorption to the Krishna's absorption. It happens by the chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is the third glory which is described in this Shikshashtakam prayer, the first verse. The fourth thing that is mentioned, the glory of the holy name that is given, is Vidyavadu Jeevanam. You know, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavadu Jeevanam. So Vidya is knowledge, and that knowledge is compared to a Vadu, bride. Vidya Vadu Jeevanam. So actually, when one comes in contact with the holy name, with Krishna, so that Vidya which is there in the heart, which basically there are two types of Vidya and Avidya. So Vidya is there which takes closer to Krishna, and Avidya which takes us away from Krishna. So that Vidya which takes closer to Krishna, it is enlivened. That is the life. The chanting of the holy name is the life of that knowledge potency which takes us closer to Krishna. That knowledge potency becomes enlivened. Suppose somebody, we are tired and we are completely lifeless, and when we see the person whom you love, so naturally what happens? We become happy, you know? We become enlivened even though we are tired. So similarly, that Vidya potency in our heart, she has become completely rejected or neglected. So when the jiva, when he chants the holy name of the Lord, that Vidya potency, she gets the life. She becomes full of life. She is enlivened. So Vidya Vadu Jeevanam. So knowledge potency in our heart, it has become inactive. But when Krishna's presence is invoked, at that time, that knowledge potency becomes active and guides us toward Krishna. So there is verse Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Jnana Janiti Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahetukam, that how by performance of devotional service, that Jnana and the knowledge and the vairagya, which is the detachment which is required, that is takes place in our heart. So intention to serve Krishna is there, but how should I serve Krishna? So that knowledge is what the holy name gives. That how should I serve Krishna? Srila Prabhupada also writes that in at one place, that how a devotee, he writes how devotee may be perplexed, but he cannot be discouraged. You know? He is never discouraged. So he may be perplexed in his service, that should I do it or should I not do it, you know, or how should I do it, that service, that perplexion may be there, but he is never discouraged in the service, you know? So that is there. So discouraged means I will not do the service at all, you know? That is the discouragement. So that will never takes place in devotee's life, because he is chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That encouragement to continue in the service of Krishna in spite of all the difficulties, that will never come. He will never be discouraged in the service. So this is how this holy name, the benefit of the chanting of Hare Krishna. So there are a lot of changes keep happening in our life. But through all that challenges and changes, if we keep chanting and keep praying to Krishna, please engage me in your service, then Krishna will guide us. And this is what we should do. That keep chanting. And this is what the meaning of this this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is. Please engage me in your service. So he's never discouraged in his service. That encouragement comes by this chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So next benefit which is there is Vidya Vadu Jeevanam Anandambudi Vardhanam Pratipadam. So Anandambudi Vardhanam. So this so Krishna is Krishna's glories are compared to an ocean. Ananda Ambudi. Ambudi is ocean. Vardhanam. That ocean is Krishna's glories. So that Krishna's glories, when we chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, actually we understand Krishna's glories more and more. So that is the benefit. So just like if we love Srila Prabhupada and we hear about Srila Prabhupada more and more, that gives us joy, that gives us happiness. So this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it exposes our consciousness to the glories of Lord more and more. We are exposed to that, to those glories. And ultimately, it gives Anandambudi Vardhanam, it gives that happiness to the soul. That Vardhanam, that happiness is ever increasing. You know? Because Krishna's glories are unlimited, they are ever increasing. So that happiness by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we expose to the unlimited glories of the Lord, and it gives that unlimited happiness to the jiva. So this is the benefit of this or the glory of this chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So next is Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadanam. At every step we experience the full nectar. Pratipadam, at every step. Purna Amrita, that full nectar or complete nectar we experience. Swadanam. Generally in this, the Bhagavad Gita describes that how the pleasures in this world, how they are the pleasure in mode of goodness, pleasure in mode of passion, pleasure in mode of ignorance, how they in the mode of goodness, it is initially it is like a poison, but at the end it's nectar. But in the mode of passion, initially it is like nectar, but at the end it is poison. So in both the cases, there is poison is there, you know. But the in case of this transcendental pleasure, Pratipadam Purna Amrita Swadanam, there is no such poison. Every step, once we are freed from that impurities in the heart and we are absorbed in Krishna's glories, at every step we experience only pleasure. Pratipadam Purna Amrita Swadanam. That is it. So this is the benefit of this chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in the Upadeshamrita also, Upadeshamrut Rupa Goswami tells that Syat Krishna Nama Charita Adi Sita Api Avidya Pitto Pataptarasanasya Narauchikanu Kintu Adarad Anudinam Khalusaiva Jushta Swadvi Kramata Bhavati Tadgadam Mulahantri. The holy name, character, pastimes and activities of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya cannot taste anything sweet, It is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. You know? So that even at transcendental level also, that poison is there, which is considered to a jaundice. You know? That initially we have to tolerate that, because we don't have taste in the chanting, so we have to tolerate that poison. But if we keep chanting, that naturally that afflicted situation will go away. That jaundice of avidya will go away and we'll relish that holy name. So pratipadam purnamrita swadanam and sarvatma snapanam, that is the last benefit. That sarva atma snapanam, it cleans all the gross desire also and subtle desires also in the heart. Even there is a gross desires are already removed, that I want to enjoy in this world. But even there is a subtle desire that I want liberation. You know, the desire of liberation, which is subtle, mukti. That is also, one is cleans of that desire also. Sarva atma snapanam, by the chanting of this holy name. So this is how one is freed from all the impurities in the heart, and one is situated at the stage of absorption, complete absorption, by the chanting of this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is how the Prabhupada writes in the purport, that how this, by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, one immediately concentrates on the sound vibration and thinks that of the lotus feet of the Lord, and very quickly one is elevated to the position of samadhi or trance. So these are beautiful, beautiful benefits which are described in this verse of Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So thank you very much. Karandra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.